This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. BRICS nations have expressed concern about ongoing conflicts in many parts of the world and the current state of polarization and fragmentation in the international order. In the New Delhi Declaration adopted on the first day of the BRICS Summit 2026, the leaders advocated for a multilateral approach that respects diverse national viewpoints and positions on crucial global issues. These issues include sustainable development, eradication of hunger and poverty, and contributing to the global response to climate change. In his closing remarks, the Prime Minister noted that the New Delhi Declaration adopted today provides a clear direction for the shared resolve of the member countries. He added that it is now their shared responsibility to translate these resolutions into tangible results.
आज की चर्चा से स्पष्ट है कि बदलते हुए विश्व का संचालन पुराने संस्थानों से नहीं किया जा सकता। Representation, responsiveness और rule making तीनों में सुधार आवश्यक है। आज adopt किया गया New Delhi Declaration हमारे साझा संकल्प को स्पष्ट दिशा देता है। अब हमारी जिम्मेदारी है कि इन संकल्पों को ठोस परिणामों में बदले।
BRICS leaders condemned the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir on 22nd April last year in the strongest terms. They reaffirmed commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Earlier, the BRICS Summit 2026 kicked off at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his opening remarks, proposed a BRICS continuity and implementation mechanism to ensure that the grouping's institutional momentum is maintained despite the changing chairship every year. The Prime Minister said the mechanism would enable follow-up of all initiatives and outcomes through the Troika. The Prime Minister said BRICS countries will have to work on a new and ambitious agenda for the next 20 years. The Prime Minister also proposed to establish a seafarers' emergency support network to connect the maritime authorities and diplomatic missions of relevant countries to facilitate assistance during difficult times.
सीफेरर्स इमरजेंसी सपोर्ट नेटवर्क बना सकते हैं इसके माध्यम से संबंधित देशों की मैरिटाइम अथॉरिटी और मिशंस को जोड़ा जाएगा इससे डिस्ट्रेस अलर्ट्स मेडिकल असिस्टेंस परिवारों को सूचना तथा इवैक्यूएशन में सहयोग दिया जा सकता है
Prime Minister Modi said the time has come to translate the unity and consensus among BRICS countries into concrete outcomes on the global stage Mr. Modi said resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability have been India's foremost priorities as chair. Guided by these priorities, India has laid special emphasis on connecting BRICS cooperation directly with the common people. The Prime Minister noted that the Global South stands in the front row of global crisis but in the back row of decision-making. On the issue of reform in the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, the Prime Minister emphasized that it can no longer be postponed. Prime Minister Modi today held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the BRICS summit. Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He also met his Ethiopian counterpart, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, Malaysian counterpart, Anwar Ibrahim, and Vietnamese counterpart, Lee Min Hung. The leaders reviewed cooperation in trade, defense and security, people-to-people ties, and also covered regional and global issues. Mr. Modi also held talks with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. India has set the Guinness World Record with world's longest steel slag road at Raigarh in Chhattisgarh. The 1.85-kilometer road marks a major scale-up of an indigenous technology that converts processed steel slag, a byproduct of steel production, into aggregates for road construction. And the Central Bureau of Investigation today successfully secured the extradition of Red Notice subject Amritpal Singh, alias Gurpal Singh, from Moldova to India. The wanted fugitive was extradited by the CBI in coordination with the Ministry of External Affairs, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Punjab Police. And in US Open tennis, defending champion Arina Sabalenka will take on second seed Elena Rybakina in the title clash in New York tonight. And that's the end of this news bulletin.